The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We're Generation X, laughing at the world today. We're getting older, but we're still gonna play.
Birthday, which means she's not with us. She gets to take the day off on her birthday. She took the day off from work. She told me she ate at Culver's, and then she went to Waffle House. Culver's is a place I've never tried. I want to go there, but happy birthday to Steph. And hopefully, even though this is, what, 3 or 4 days after her birthday, you all took the time to wish her a happy birthday. Has either of you ever been to Culver's?
Yeah. Culver's is awesome.
Yeah, it's great.
Now, Jeff, did you drive all the way over to Snellville, or is there one close to you?
No, they have them in Nebraska.
Oh, okay. So it's a Midwestern chain or a Northeastern chain?
Yeah, I think it comes from Wisconsin or something.
Yeah, it's Wisconsin because they have like fried cheese curds.
And, yeah, cheese curds.
And frozen custard. That's what they're known for is their custard.
And you can get that here?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, shit. I got to go. I got to take Gil over there. He won't eat anything, though. Like that. So, but happy birthday to Steph, man. And she's celebrating it the right way. Take the day off from work and pig out. That's what
she signed up for all those birthday loyalty things where you get free shit on your birthday. And she was just going to go from place to place to place and tell she got it all.
Really?
Well, hello there. Today is my birthday. And so I figured I could either stay at home and count the rings on my neck like an old tree, or I could go out and get all the free crap that you can get if you join all these birthday clubs. Because why not? Because I've been paying out my butt all year long for, you know, $7 for a jar of mayonnaise. Why not finally make it work for me? So I've started my day at Culver's, and I've got my free scoop of Andy's Avalanche mint chocolate chip ice cream and hot fudge sauce. Free. Okay, well, I finished the movie and it was really good, and I ate like half the popcorn. I shouldn't have done that.
That's fucking brilliant. I remember her saying something like that last week, but I didn't know that she was telling the truth about that. That's smart. How do you do that? We got to get in on that.
These aren't my rules. Come to think of it, I don't have any rules.
Having trouble with a living? You tired of having your home space violated? You want to get rid of the pesky living critters once and for all? So, see it once, see it twice, third time's a charm.
What are your qualifications?
Ah, well, I attended Juilliard. I'm a graduate of the Harvard Business School. I travel quite extensively.
I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it.
This can you be scary?
What do you think of this? You like it?
One eternity later.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
I'm needed upstairs. Bob, go down the fort. Spill your guts. Who wants to go first? All right, I will. See, I'm willing to do the work.
Beetlejuice!
What the f***?
Speaking of Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice comes out this Friday, so it's out already if you're watching this show. I've been
like, I was excited when I heard about it because I love Beetlejuice. It's one of my favorite movies from the 80s, and I like Michael Keaton a lot. But I've been slowly getting fearful that it's going to be terrible. And I don't know why, because his last couple of movies haven't really been that good. And, well, you know, Tim Burton made the best, some of the best movies of the 80s, the most iconic, the best comedies and stuff that we quote to this day, since Gen Xers are the best at quoting things. But I've been just kind of leery about it. Even Michael Keaton came out and said something about, you know, it's a roll of the dice. Maybe we should have left it alone. And I had issues with it because, you know, the movie, you know, he's the, you know, Beetlejuice, he's Beetlejuice. But the movie really is about the characters that Gina Davis played and Alec Baldwin played, the married couple who, you know, they bought the house and then they died. What'd they do? They went off a bridge like Teddy Kennedy was driving him somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, they drowned. Yeah.
Yeah, and then they haunted the house, and then, you know, he didn't cast them in the film. And of course, what is his name? Jeffrey Jones?
Yeah.
We know why he's not in it.
Yeah.
Not everybody's as nice as Milch.
David Milch, yeah.
Yeah, to put him into a show so he could keep his SAG card. And if you don't know what Jeffrey Jones did, allegedly, you should probably Google it. One of those creepers. And... so I was like, you know, Alec Baldwin, you know, he's in a lot of controversy. Maybe you don't want to put him in a movie. I get that. Gina Davis, what's she doing now? I don't know. But he explained why, right? He said he didn't want to. What was the reason why he said that he didn't want them in the movie?
Well, Gina Davis said she didn't want to be in it because ghosts don't age. And they would have had to spend a lot to de-age them.
That makes sense.
But he just said that the story was not about them. The story that he had the idea for, it was about a mother and daughter and three generations of that family.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Another thing I thought about is that Lydia didn't seem like the type of person who would end up getting married and have a kid just because of who she was. So maybe the Jenna Ortega character replaces her. You guys going to go see it this weekend?
I don't know if I'll see it this weekend, but I want to see it.
Yeah.
I haven't been to a movie in so long. I was going to go see
Deadpool Wolverine.
So yeah. Good. But we didn't make it to the movie, but I would have loved to have gone and seen it. I guess there'll be another one that I just wait for.
Beetlejuice, we rewatched it this weekend, and it had been a few years since I'd seen it, and it's still a great movie. I didn't realize that the cartoon that they made afterwards had a lot more of the story in it.
That cartoon's available for streaming now, too. It just came out today, I think.
Yeah, and it's had a big resurgence. I think Tubi, yeah, also licensed it, so you can get it on there. But I didn't realize that when they step out of the house and they go into the desert and the sandworms are there, I didn't realize that that's on Saturn.
Oh, it is?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's what's weird. I'd read that somewhere where it was another planet that they went to, and I didn't realize until watching it when Beetlejuice first pops up and he introduces himself to them on the cemetery, in the cemetery, he says,
oh, look, we've been to Saturn. Hey, I've been to Saturn.
Whoa, sandworms. You hate them, right?
I hate them myself.
In the cartoon, they actually expand on it that the distance and the time that they lose when they go into the desert and then come back, or they go to the other side and they come back, is the distance time from Earth to Saturn and back.
Does he do the voice, Michael Keaton, or someone else do it?
Someone else did it.
Yeah, probably.
And they did a really good job.
Yeah. And is it a continuation from the movie, or is it?
Lydia and Beetlejuice kind of team up. It's almost like Ghostbusters. They have to go in and collect all these spirits and lock them back in the box.
Okay. That's cool. Maybe I'll watch that because I didn't watch it when it was on. That was usually I was working or I was hungover and I didn't feel like getting up and watching it.
Plus, you love Tubi.
I do love Tubi. I am not liking the way that Adult Swim shows, though, are being taken off of HBO Max and peppered around on a bunch of different streamers. I don't want to keep signing up for streamers. What they do that with, they did that with the Venture Brothers. We're all on HBO Max, and now only the first four seasons are on Netflix, and I don't know where to find the rest of them. Yeah. Not that I need to watch it again, but, you know, when you're bored, nothing's doing, put it on.
I saw it was on Netflix. I thought that meant that it was all on Netflix, but only the first four, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Eventually, they'll get the rest of them, I guess.
I just don't know why they do that. And I like to put on, you know, just 10 minutes of something like Aqua Teen is about 10 minutes long, right? I'll put that on. Those are all still on HBO Max. But you can't find Mike Tyson Mysteries. It's now, what's it on? It's on Reels or something. I don't even know. I want to watch them unedited, you know, and it's tough to find them sometimes. But that doesn't matter. I guess, you know, no need to worry about Beetlejuice. It is one of those movies I didn't ever think called for a sequel, but I'm glad it's been made. So I'll have to check that out. Jeff, did you go to Dragon Con?
Just on Thursday, pick up my badge.
You didn't go? You didn't do anything after you had your badge?
No.
No? Did you see anybody?
No. I didn't go to the Walk of Fame.
So you just drove down and got your badge and then never?
No.
I watched the parade.
I watched the parade on TV.
Oh, okay. Did you go see it, Dustin, or did you watch it on TV?
No, I watched it on TV, and they've really got a good setup now. It's kind of like watching, you know, Macy's Day or anything else. They have three people hosting it. And the guy that they had dressed up, all of them were dressed up as Fallout characters. And they had one guy dressed up as a ghoul. Mm-hmm. And I don't know who it was, but I'd like to find out because the guy had a great voice.
Really?
He was doing like a New Jersey, New York accent through the whole thing, but he was in full ghoul makeup. I mean, head to toe. Sweating his ass off.
Oh, I bet. Because it was
on TikTok, they did a speed walk of the entire parade before the TV airing, too.
Is this the first year you didn't go?
I went on Thursday, but yeah, it's been a while since I haven't gone at all.
Yeah. I don't think I even went last year, did I? Or did we meet down there?
No, you didn't go last year.
I'm getting too old. Getting too old for this shit. I'd love to go again. We need to go
I was planning on going down Sunday and seeing Ming, but I didn't make it.
No, did you talk to him at all?
No, he was having fun. Went to the Claremont Lounge a couple times.
Oh, yeah. How could you not have Claremont? If you're not in Atlanta, the Claremont Lounge, Google it. It's supposed to be like a strip club, but really it's just a cool place to drink cheap beer. I wonder if you can still smoke in there. I bet you can't. I
think you can since they reopened it. Because they had an upgrade a couple of years ago, actually around COVID.
Yeah, there was a seedy hotel upstairs that they completely refurbished.
Yeah. That place was, I mean, when I moved to Atlanta in, you know, the early 90s, it was notorious, you know, then. And we used to hang out up there after shows and stuff, kind of like, and it, for Atlanta, it is kind of like, was the after hours place to go. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. It had its, you know, David Lynchian type atmosphere through the whole thing. Yeah. I always thought.
Diane, let's go to the Claremont Lounge where there's fat strippers.
Smashing beer cans with their boobs.
The lovely Blondie will be there.
He's sick. I'm glad he didn't retire, though. People were saying he was going to retire, and he said, I'm not going to retire.
And if you can believe it, we've made it to Friday.
He does some wacky shit. Fantasy football is on everybody's minds. Labor Day weekend used to mean a lot of things to me. When I was a kid, all the way up into my early 20s, it meant the Labor Day telethon. And then moving here, it meant Dragon Con. And now I don't go to Dragon Con anymore. And, of course, the Labor Day telethon is long gone because Jerry's been dead for a while. But they got rid of it before he passed away. That was always just a wonderful thing. That always meant the end of the summer. The Labor Day telethon. The summer is over. Football is about to start. You got to go back to school. You got to get clothes, get ready for high school. And now I don't have any of that. So what does Labor Day mean? I don't know. It doesn't mean anything to me. Just had a day off. I guess that's what's happened. That's what happens, that you get a day off. But I think they should bring back the labor. I mean, they never cured it. So I'm sure there's a lot of kids out there who could use some money and some help. Bring back the MDA telethon. Let Adam Sandler host it for the next 30 years until he falls over.
Yeah, I think there's enough. I think there's enough people in Hollywood that could reboot it if they wanted to.
Yeah, but you know what would happen? They'd end up giving it to Jimmy Kimmel or something like that.
Or Jimmy Fallon or somebody.
Oh, even worse, Jimmy Fallon. It was always fun, though, to try to call. I would get the number for the station in Las Vegas where they would do it, and it was always fun, or as a casino or something, and try to call in. And I always talk about the time I spoke to Heather O'Rourke, and I said, can you hand the phone to Gary Coleman? She said, I don't think I'm allowed to do that. And then I said, remember that time you had to hang out alone with Steven Spielberg? And you, no, never mind. That's not. That's an old Crazy Days and Nights rumor. Crazy Days and Nights rumor. But speaking of football, you know, again, another thing that I don't know that I care about it as much as I used to. And I got an F. Jeff and I are on the same fantasy football team we've been on for a long time. My brother is the commissioner of this fantasy football league. Jeff, did you do a regular draft or an auto draft?
Auto.
Yeah. And you got it. What was your grade?
I think I got a B.
Yeah, you got a B. I got an F, and I did an auto draft.
You didn't rank your players beforehand.
What does that mean, rank your players beforehand?
You got to go and load in like 100 best players. So it'll pick them first.
Yeah, but everybody ahead of you picks, and then you don't
But you still get a pick in the first round, a pick in the second round, blah, blah, blah.
That explains why I have two wide receivers and a tight end from the Buffalo Bills. But there's no money on this line. I suck at fantasy football because I never pay attention to it. But you and I play each other the first week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're B-da-ball Danny. B-day-ball Danny.
Yeah, B-da-ball.
Yeah. How come you didn't pick? Oh, because you did auto draft. But normally you would have picked the Giants quarterback to be your quarterback. He's pretty good.
Yes. Not anymore.
Dustin, you don't do football, do you?
No. I got indoctrinated with football from my parents made me start playing at age 5.
Oh, you had to play?
Yeah, I played from 5 to high school. And once I moved, when I got into high school, I played the first year, my freshman year. And then towards the end of the season, the defensive coach was the school's track coach. And he was like, why don't you go over to track? I think you might be really good at long distance running. And I was like, okay. And so I joined track and did. I ran 3,200 meter in the 5 mile and ended up getting a school record for the 3,200 meter. And I enjoyed it because it was just me. You know, it's not a team thing. It's more of a endurance.
Yeah, nobody fucking giving you concussions.
Right. Well, yeah, and it was. I didn't have to worry about those huge guys, you know, knocking me down or anything else. I could just, you know, he was like, ready for practice? I'm like, yeah. He goes, all right, you know that bridge that's about 2 miles away right before you go into Clinton? And I was like, yeah. He goes, run there and run back. I was like, all right.
Or you don't get a dislocated knee like Jeff got.
I got some damages playing football, but it was my wrist and knees. Yeah, your knees go first, even when you're a kid.
When you were a kid, you hurt your wrist. Did you have to wear a cast in school?
I had to wear a brace in school, yeah.
How come every time a boy got hurt when we were kids and had to wear a cast or a sling, they always went, did you hurt yourself jerking off?
Everybody knew I wasn't left-handed, so I was good.
You got jerky elbow. Yeah, but you could have been doing the stranger.
True. Yeah, I'm not that coordinated.
What is this? That's not the stranger. The stranger is when you sit on your hand until it falls asleep and then you jack off.
Yeah.
I didn't play. I played football for a little while. I went to a couple of practices and then I saw what happened to Jeff. And then our buddy and I just said, we're not doing this. We decided to walk home, which was a dumb idea because it was in a town that was 20 miles away from our town.
Where we grew up, it was in the Tennessee Mountains. It's kind of like Texas, you know, Friday Night Lights kind of thing. Everybody who was anybody played football. And so if you had kids, your kids were at the local place and you started early. I mean, it burned me out so bad on football that I cared nothing for it after I got out of high school. It was just, I know it. I just don't care to follow it.
Yeah. You have better things to do.
Yeah.
Like clean up dead bodies.
Yeah.
Are you guys still listening to that podcast, Noble?
Yeah. And I noticed today, and I sent it over to Sean, but Stephen King just endorsed it earlier today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He was like, you want to listen to something that might make you want to skip your lunch? make sure you listen to Noble.
Listen to Noble. I think they interviewed him on my wife's station, Fox 5 in Atlanta, because she was asking. Yeah, they interviewed Sean Revive on Fox 5, and Elise Edie is the anchor.
Yeah.
Don't be a creep.
She's beautiful.
I know, but don't be a creep. She's also
I'm
a
not
really
being a creep.
Talented. You said yes.
Because she's pretty.
She's, well, she's cool. And she's a good journalist, too, and a good broadcaster. So, but don't be creepy about my wife's coworkers.
Yeah, I'd be creepy if I want to.
No, she worked at CBS 46 or whatever they call that now. Atlanta's News, whatever. They change it all the time, just like they change their employees. But anyway, Caitlin told me that Elise was interviewing him on Good Day Atlanta. And so I just sent her, I timestamped ours, and I said, here, you can watch this. She said, thanks.
Did she watch it?
I don't know, probably. I noticed that we had an uptick in, oh, I hate using that word, but I guess it's, can't beat him, join him. I noticed an uptick in that episode with Sean. Did you notice that
yeah.
in the last couple
yeah,
of days?
Went up a bunch of views.
Yeah, yeah. It's getting out there, and it would do that. I mean, they didn't have a huge footprint in YouTube for Noble, but I think that with all its publicity and it's gaining momentum and people are going to look for it, and so it's getting a little more attention.
It'll probably get a lot more interviews, and a lot of times when people do interviews, they go find other interviews on YouTube and watch them. I've done that in the past.
Well, and the what's the pajama podcast? The two kids from The Sopranos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they interviewed Scott Ryan, and they watched our
they did.
Ours first. And because they thought they were getting catfished by him
stole
as well.
Steph's joke.
Yeah, they used Steph joke as their thumbnail, actually.
Are you kidding?
No.
No.
They stole her joke and they didn't give her credit for it.
Yeah, well, AJ did her joke at the beginning of the podcast.
At the beginning of it. Yeah.
What was that joke again? You gotta play.
Steph was saying she thought she was being catfished by him, Scott Ryan, on Instagram. Mm-hmm. When he agreed to be on the podcast,
mm-hmm.
and until he actually showed his face, she wasn't sure it was really him.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So we were all that morning we did that podcast. We were all just kind of waiting for him to pop up on the screen, and then when he did, we were all like, "Oh man!" And they did the same thing on theirs. Yeah.
What? When did they do that? Recently?
No, this was
when like the final season of Mr. In Between.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was right towards the end.
It's before they moved to your mom's house.
Yeah. Network.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's news, trailers, and trends with Steph.
In the world of the world, the Hawk to a Girl, Haley Welch, is launching a podcast called Talk to a. And I'm curious if you guys will tune into it.
Her voice kind of annoys me. I don't know if I could listen to an hour of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I got a feeling you'll probably hear more of whoever the guest is.
Yeah.
She already gained, what was it, this week? She already hit her first $1 million that she's brought in since this has occurred. So,
you know, do you think that she could be a talent that lasts? Because she sort of seems to have that. Okay,
she's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Any of her other podcasts she's been on, she was that. I've seen a lot of clips of her on the Whitney Cummings. Podcast,
yeah, she's great on Whitney.
She's very funny on there.
And she lined Whitney up to be one of her first guests.
Yeah,
yeah. I think it's who she's talking to, because you can look at that interview and it's great. Then you look at Bill Maher and that's like the cringiest thing you've
ever
seen.
That's cringy because of him. And she made it work. I might check it out because I think that she's got something going for her that's beyond, you know, okay, she's a pretty young woman, right? And
don't be creepy.
I was nice. I didn't go, yeah. She's an attractive young lady, but she also has some smarts to her and a little bit of country in her voice, but she's not dumb by any means.
No, and she's funny. That's
yeah. And I think that she will do really well in the podcast universe. We talked earlier about Dragon Con. They had 72,000 people, which is less than last year, right? Didn't they have 80,000 last year?
No, I think that's 75 last year.
75. And they raised $210,000 for charity. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And speaking of dragons, there's a story going around where George R. R. Martin is unhappy with the showrunner for House of the Dragons. Because apparently the one queen had three kids and this and that. I get the feeling that he doesn't really like the TV adaptations, but he does like the $15 million per season that he got.
Yeah, I'm sure one helps him suffer through the other.
Yeah. Did you guys read the first book? What's the name of the first book? Fire and Blood, which is like a history book more so than a narrative. I kind of dig the show, and I'm paying attention more to these stories now because I'm almost done with my rewatch of Game of Thrones. I'm on season 7. I'm almost finished with that. And once I slog through season 8, and then I'm just left wondering, well, what the fuck is going to happen? Is he going to finish the book? Is he going to finish the final book? Because there's so much different in the book than there is in the TV show. Like Jon Snow doesn't get resurrected as far as we know. Who knows? But why would you complain about something like that? You know, you give your show to these showrunners and you make a shitload of money, and then you get mad when they change something from the book, you know?
Yeah, I guess, why does Stephen King hate The Shining?
He hates The Shining probably for a specific reason, in that he didn't like what Kubrick did to it. Yeah. Like Kubrick said, pretty much told him to fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, these guys are making it their own too, so.
Yeah.
But I don't think they made it their own, whereas Kubrick was doing The Shining in his own interpretation. Those guys were not interpreting, they were making it up.
That's true.
Big difference.
Yeah. And that last season of Game of Thrones, they had to make it up completely,
right? And they also had, you know, a Star Wars franchise laid out for them as soon as they were done, and so they hurried up and finished and wrote it off so they could get to their Star Wars thing, and then in doing so, lost them both.
Yeah.
You think Star Wars is done for a while?
I don't think that it's... I mean, I think they're going to slow it down. But I think that the Grogu and Mandalorian movie will be what's big. And it's going to encompass all of this last 3 or 4 years worth of Star Wars TV into a movie. It'll either be the deciding factor on whether they go forward as heavy-handed as they've wanted to.
Why did they make a movie out of The Mandalorian instead of doing a...
Well, they've got a lot to bring together. I mean, you've got the whole Ahsoka storyline with Thrawn coming back. And that ended with, you know, them coming back. And nobody knows. And all that with Mandalorian ended at the same time. Boba Fett, same thing. All this kind of, came to this one point, and with that, it'll make a great movie. I mean, it would.
Yeah, I think they probably get more money for a movie too than they would for a season of TV.
Yeah.
Mm. When does that come out, the Mandalorian movie?
Next year.
Well, that'll be good. I hope I live. Jeff, this article will probably turn you on. Why do young people who are having sex enjoy choking so much? You're into that.
No, I'm not. That's not a thing that I'm into.
You're not? Not anymore.
No. Yeah. Not anymore.
Erotic asphyxiation has become mainstream under 35-year-olds. How did we get here? Now, they're not talking about autoerotic asphyxiation, are they?
No.
Yes, they are. No, they're talking about your partner choking you.
I think it has to do with this whole generation basically growing up on Pornhub.
That's what I think too.
Yeah, and watching pornography and not being able to differentiate reality and fantasy.
The article says the prevalence study found that the main way young people were introduced to choking was through pornography.
Yeah.
0.8%. The next most commonly reported first exposure to choking was hanging out with their grandmother. Oh no, conversations with friends. Is that a conversation you have with your friends? Hey, choked the shit out of my girlfriend. You ever choke yours? No, but she spits on me. Oh, cool. A majority of those surveyed, 61.3%, had seen choking depiction in porn. Although this included more men than women, 74%.
I think the other 30% were just embarrassed to admit they watched porn.
No shit.
Yeah.
So does this mean there's going to be an increase in, or, you know, your cousins getting stuck in it, or your stepsister getting stuck in the washing machine?
There is a lot more spitting now.
And porn?
Because of porn, yeah.
I wouldn't know. Oh, you said spitting. Yeah, that's true. I thought you said something else. Sort of like spitting, but spitting is in pee. Yeah, I don't know. Choking has never been an interesting thing to me. When I think of choking, I think of the Sopranos episode where Tony's got his mistress, Gloria Trello, and she's like, kill me, kill me, kill me. I don't get it. Choking, you could die choking. Be safe.
Yeah, people have.
People have weird kinks. I mean, like those girls that like to have guns put to their heads. Like Deering. It's like, who the fuck?
Like Tony's sister.
Yeah, like Tony's sister. I was just singing. Like,
oh, yes, she did.
Yes. What did you do with him? We buried him on a hill overlooking an ice stream. Don't give me those Manson lamps. There's so many people on TikTok who do such a great impression of Tony Soprano. It's not easy. It's not easy to do. Everything's in the nose.
Have you seen the one word impersonations?
No.
Those are good. It's going around where people do impersonations of people, but they only do one word.
That seems like it'd be easier.
Yeah. Soprano one was pretty popular. I think all of them tried to say Christopher.
Christopher. Christopher. Christopher.
I can't do just one word. Oh, yeah. Here's Pauly.
AIDS? No, not AIDS.
Whenever somebody is sick or I read somebody sick, the first thing that pops into my head is that line.
AIDS? No, not AIDS. I never want to hear that in here again. AIDS?
It's still funny to me. You can say it a thousand times. AIDS isn't funny, but Paulie's saying it on the spot.
Are you sure, Cartman? I'm HIV positive.
So where do you find these one word impersonations? On TikTok?
Yeah, they were just on TikTok. Yeah,
I follow a guy on there who does all the characters from What We Do in the Shadows. Have you seen that guy? Didn't I tag you in that, Jeff?
Yeah, I think so.
Is he the bigger guy?
He's got blonde hair. Yeah, he's fucking great.
Yeah, he does Matt Berry amazingly well.
Yeah, and he does Nandor pretty well, too.
I can do Walter Frey, though. Subtracting. That's right.
Was he in that?
That's him. Yeah.
What?
He was the guy with the cane, yeah.
Yeah.
He wasn't Satrakian.
Yeah, the guy in The Strain that was always following the vampires.
He wasn't in there, was he? Yeah. He was. Oh, my God. I forgot. Yeah.
Because you keep doing Walter Frey, and then years ago, you used to always do Satrakian.
Satrakian. Abraham Satrakian. Yes, I am actor David Bradley. I should do a podcast as Walter Frey. Coming up next on the podcast, Arya Stark, who murdered me and then put my face on hers.
Oh, I just watched the episode where they killed Littlefinger. So sad.
He had it coming.
Sansa, why does he look like he's always chewing? Sansa, Sansa.
Yeah, that's the thing. When you get toward the later seasons and everybody that you hated gets killed, that's like the most rewarding thing. Ah, fuck you.
Yeah.
You're dead. So what happened with Doug Stanhope? I looked at the story. Did he get doxxed or did he get swatted or was it fake?
It was fake.
He set it up. The local police department wanted to train doing a raid, and he was like, yeah, you can do it at my place. Let's do it at 4:30. But he didn't tell them that he was recording the whole thing.
Oh, wow. Well, that's funny. That's funny. I saw that Joey Chestnut won the Kobayashi hot dog eating contest, and they both broke their own records, but Chestnut won. Why is it in quotes?
Do you really win if you eat 85 fucking hot dogs?
No, you don't. You certainly colon does not like that.
And this whole thing was the reason why he couldn't do the Nathan's on the 4th of July, because it was contractually, an issue.
Oh, I thought it was because he was doing a commercial for
the plant-based
meatless hot dog.
But it was that's who in turn put the money up for the Netflix thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That was Kobayashi's last event. He's retired now.
Yeah. He's just going to go eat regular food. How could he eat
normally? Well, he says he can't. That's the shitty part. He's lost his sense of taste. He hasn't tasted anything, he said, in a couple of years.
That sucks.
That does.
Hopefully it'll come back eventually if he stops doing it.
Yeah.
What's the most you've ever eaten of one thing at one sitting?
Yeah, like 15 pieces of Budgie's pizza.
Yeah, I was with you, and I ate about the same amount. We were in the basement of the Catholic church.
Yeah.
They had these pizza dinners. They would get all these sheet pizzas, and Jeff and I tried to see who could eat the most. I think I ate more than you did, actually.
Yeah, probably.
I had 22 cheese crystals.
That's a lot.
You could,
yeah.
Could you do that, Jeff, now? Could you go get crystals and eat them now? I couldn't. The most
if they're hot, maybe you could eat 10 of them.
I think I ate 13 or 14 on the regular guys one morning. They brought them in, and I just kept shaking. I did not feel well the rest of the day. Yeah, I don't do that kind of stunt eating anymore. Although, the other day, I just kept eating all day. I had a headache. I'm like, oh, this will help me feel better. Just
walk. There was other stuff on that. If you watch the whole thing, there was other contests too, like watermelon eating contests and stuff. It was a pretty interesting watch.
Yeah. They should do gross eating, like, like raw chicken liver.
Who can eat the most live cockroaches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who could eat the most? Well, now, you know what? I prefer, like, again, I got to go to TikTok for this, but they have those food challenges. I follow this guy, Peter Poppleton. Do you know who that is? He's a younger guy who wears a filter to make him look like an old British dude.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that guy.
Yeah. In my mouth.
Yeah. They got in my mouth. And I think he said he fucked up his stomach doing all those. He'll do the one bite challenge, the peppers.
Yeah,
something today I saw was
the salt chip.
The salt chip, and he's just puking and dribbling out.
Yeah, I can't believe people got upset that they didn't know that it was a filter, and then they found out.
Yeah,
and he has every like 6 months he has to put out a video where he shows his real face and says, "Hey, everybody, it's just me."
Right, but it's a funny character. He does a good job. There are a lot of good TikTok accounts. A lot of them. A lot of bad ones. Plenty of bad ones. And a lot, most of them just steal other people's shit and put it up there.
You see this guy that does the nights of TV? Like, it's a Thursday night, 1986. Yeah. That guy's great.
I know. I just discovered him the other day, and I watched like six of them. But that's the way he sets it up. It's just, it's Thursday night, October 5th, 1986. And this is what's on TV. And he just shows you a little clip, and it's a lot of fun. You get too early, and I'm like, I don't remember that show. I remember Canon, but I don't remember that show. Jeff, you put a story in here. Bad Monkey is going to release a soundtrack, including 21 Tom Petty covers. Is Tom Petty like a major part of that show?
Yeah, it's all Tom Petty covers, the music.
Yeah.
Nice. In the podcast universe, I watched one that most people won't like. Donald Trump was on Lex Fridman. You guys know who Lex Fridman is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of a dorky nerd. But I'm not disparaging him. He's very intelligent. But he does a very low-key, laid-back show where he just kind of sits there and he talks and he wears a tie and a suit usually. And his episodes are usually 3 hours long, but again, Trump was only an hour, just like he was on Theo Vaughn. Only an hour, and pretty much said the same thing he always says in other things. But the last two episodes of The Harlan Highway with Harlan Williams were great. Erica Rhodes, who's currently doing very well on America's Got Talent. Do you guys know Erica Rhodes?
Yeah, she's funny.
Comic. She's very funny, and she's a clean comic. She was very funny. She's good on that show. And then what was the other one? This week, Jeff Richards again, which is always a hoot because he just makes fun of him the whole time and is obtuse.
Buttered sausage.
But I want to talk about buttered sausage. Now, you can follow Gary Busey on TikTok, and every once in a while he'll say, let's talk about buttered sausage, because I'm sure he has no idea.
No, he probably thinks he came up with it at this point.
Yeah. But it would be cool if he actually went on Jeff Richards' podcast.
Yeah, that would be.
And now I can't do him on a show anymore because Jeff Richards is so much superior and better, and I probably shouldn't do it or even bother to try.
Jeff, what'd you listen to? You were talking about, you put some stuff in here.
I listened to Don Cheadle on Conan Needs a Friend. It's good. I like him. Big poker, oh, Don Cheadle poker too. Guy. And I listened to the show called Trambles. You wouldn't like it.
That show sucks.
And Michael Keaton on Smartless. That was a good interview too.
I watched an interview with him and Jenna Ortega. I guess it was one of those, you know, they kind of put together junket things. Yeah. But they were talking for like 15 minutes, and she didn't know that he was a stand-up.
Yeah.
At all.
I wouldn't expect
that. A lot of people don't know that about him.
That's crazy.
Even people our age don't know that about him. It would make sense she doesn't know.
Yeah. But it was neat talking to him. He was talking about where he got the ideas for Beetlejuice, like where the character came from. His mom's boyfriends that would come over and try to talk to him and be all smooth, and they were all just assholes. So that's who he took the character of Beetlejuice from.
Radio Labyrinth is brought to you by Atlanta Pizza in Euro. Here's the thing about Atlanta Pizza in Euro. It's not in Atlanta, but they call it Atlanta Pizza in Euro. It's in Conyers. Why don't they call it CPG? I don't know. It tastes really good. I don't care. Meanwhile, over in Conyers, they have proudly been serving the East Metro Atlanta area for over 40 years. That's a lot of pizza and Euros. By the way, is it Euro or Gyro? Atlanta Pizza in Gyro is the place to be all summer long. They have over 16 ice-cold craft beers and ciders. What's wrong with just drinking cider out of a plastic jug in October like you're supposed to? No, you can drink it all the time, especially at Atlanta Pizza in Euro. Many others are also available in bottles and cans. Look, they have the best gyros, pizzas, hot subs, and Greek and Italian specialties around. Okay, stop by Monday through Friday from 11 to 9 p.m. and Saturday from 12 to 9 p.m. They're closed on Sundays. Why don't they close on Saturday? On Tuesday nights, they have team trivia from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Bring your smartest friends and test your trivia knowledge, okay, against the best Conyers has to offer, like Dustin. They also have a food truck. Contact Mike at 770-483-6228. For more details or to schedule an event. He also says, thank you for listening to the best podcast around and for all your business and continued support.
Hey, do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens since 2005 with fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or email them at athens@ldiline.com.
Guys, are you reading the online comments?
Gotta read some of these comments.
I'm loving your guys' comments.
You're reading your own comments?
Yeah, they're really good. I worked hard on them.
The secret is, don't read the comment cards.
Some YouTube comments. We didn't read any last week, but we got some this week, so we're going to read them this week. And you too can leave a comment under the YouTube video that you're watching right now. Just go down, hey, I like this show. If you have nothing nice to say, we'll post it anyway and we'll read it. Deeb says, great show. Thank you, Deeb. Flash Fuchs, a.k.a. Fuchsie, says, the bubble-blowing community. God bless America. We did a story last week about the bubble-blowing community who have suffered greatly in California because you can't get any on the grass. Don't blow bubbles in California.
Bubbles is still looking for your number, by the way.
Oh, I know. Bubbles is always going to look for you to blow on. Squatch Talk, and I've been on that show, writes, per Lake Lanier, the reason why it's such a deadly lake is because it's the world's busiest lake. Lake Lanier holds the slot for the world's second largest freshwater marina. I've been playing on this lake for 15 years and am living on it right now, and I can tell you it's heads up out there.
Yeah.
Thank you, Squatch Talk. Plus,
and since we had our show last week, two more people have died in Lake Lanier.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking horrible.
Yep.
That's terrible. But they also have Sasquatches. They weren't killed by Sasquatches, were they?
No, I don't think so.
Sasquatch isn't a violent.
Speaking of Sasquatches, I watched that Sasquatch Sunset.
Yeah, was it good?
It was fucked up.
Bizarre, right?
No dialogue in the entire movie.
I know that about it. I haven't watched it yet. Would you say it's on Hulu or Paramount
Plus? It's on Paramount Plus.
Good, I can watch that.
It was fucked up.
Okay.
It was crazy.
Good. That's what I want to hear. I heard about it a while ago, and I just haven't had a chance to watch it yet. Velma the Id says, another great show. Thank you, Velma the Id. Fuxi also says, get out of my mind, Dustin. I just watched The Terror season one again. It was terrific. Yeah. Or maybe for the first time. And Roby says, I bet most of them don't have spouses, period. What's he talking about?
Yeah, I don't remember what he's referring to.
I think
he
was talking about free bleeding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, he's probably right about that.
His views.
Or.
Snooze.
Now we're back.
All right, let's do views or snooze, Jeff.
Yeah, last week was The Rings of Power, which I watched all three of those. English Teacher, which is, it's very funny, but gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. And Borderlands, which I'm never going to watch.
I thought you were going to watch Borderlands.
Maybe someday when it's for free.
Honestly, it is actually on YouTube. Someone's posted it on YouTube.
Oh, really? The whole movie's on
YouTube? Yeah, in HD. Yeah, the whole thing.
We're doing that. Is it one of those like Thai channels or Cambodian channels?
No, they've got these, again, it usually happens about every couple of years. You'll have somebody that gets on there and posts like brand new movies and somehow gets it through the bots. Mm. And it'll stay on for like a week and get like 5 million views.
Yeah. And gone. Am I to understand that the Rings of Power shows families of orcs with like husbands and wives and kids?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Good reason I'm not watching.
Yeah. That was the only thing I didn't really understand why they were taking that route. But
I read somewhere that comes out of D&D or something. But anyway, it's definitely not Tolkien.
No.
Okay. What do you got this week, Jeff?
Fight Night, The Million Dollar Heist.
Okay.
On September 5th on Peacock. Yeah, this looks good. It's like when Muhammad Ali had his last fight.
Right.
And there was a big robbery, and Kevin Hart's playing the guy that maybe did it. I don't know. I'm interested to see it, though.
His last fight was in like 1979 or 1980.
Yeah, it's a period piece. It reminded me of like the Dolomite movie as far as how the production and what it looks like and all the characters in that time frame.
And this is Don Cheadle was talking about this a little bit on Conan.
But in reality, his last fight was with Larry Holmes, and Larry Holmes beat him.
Hmm. Yeah, this is a fictionalized
fight. Oh, okay.
This movie, Rebel Ridge, sounds like Rambo Ridge.
Yeah.
From that Jimmy Sadner, who made Green Room and Blue Ruin.
Right.
This guy goes into a small town and seems like he gets into some Rambo hijinks.
Did you push bud? Why are you pushing me?
It's on Netflix on 9/6. And then
reviews. I like Green Room. Green Room was awesome.
Yeah. And then Fox has another animated show coming out, which has already been picked up for a second season, called Universal Basic Guys.
Yeah.
Looks pretty funny. I'll watch of these Fox cartoons.
What is the animation domination that they have right now? Or, I mean, the Simpsons and Family Guy.
Yeah, Simpsons, Family Guy, Bob's Burgers.
And right.
Whatever else they want to throw in there, which is probably one of these Universal Basic Guys.
Now, we know that the Damn Show guys, their show got canceled. But Farzar got canceled, obviously, the star of Farzar.
They said they wrote a second season, so Netflix just needs to give them some money.
Who does?
Netflix.
Yeah, but the star of the show, they're going to have to replace him.
Yeah.
But have you seen Winkleshine?
Yeah. Yeah, that's hilarious, man.
Holy shit. You got to go to YouTube if you haven't seen that.
Yeah, I've seen it.
I hope that gets picked up, or they just put the episodes on YouTube. They don't have enough views. 3,000 views for Winkleshine, it needs way more.
Wow.
Because it is funny as
I got a feeling they could probably get that if they just put it on Reddit. They could get it at least that much.
Yeah, these guys make so much stuff. I just wish they'd keep making money because they're good. Staff picks. I'll start with mine. Mine is a YouTube channel called Saturday Night Network. It's a podcast and media coverage of SNL. They have a bunch of different hosts, super fans, and journalists. They have a lot of cool videos and stuff like that, but I like their 15 to 30 minute breakdowns of each season. They're up to season 10 right now, which I believe is the last season that Dick Ebersol did, because 85, 86 would be Lauren's return. And they just sort of break it down. They put some clips in. It's a nice, enjoyable, easily digestible type of show to watch on YouTube. So if you like SNL, especially classic SNL, check it out.
I'm going to recommend Bad Monkey again. I just realized after episode, I guess it was episode 5, this character that Vince Vaughn is playing is Carl Hiaasen's version of Fletch.
I picked that up off the first episode. Yeah, I didn't really a lot like Fletch.
Well, I wasn't really thinking about it until this most recent episode. I was like, this guy's Fletch.
Makes sense.
That makes me want to watch it even more.
Let's see. Mine is a book. It drops tomorrow by Dennis E. Taylor. It's called Not Till We Are Lost. It's the fifth book in the Bobbiverse series. And it's a series about a guy who wakes up 150 years in the future, and his brain that he paid a company, kind of like Walt Disney, to keep his brain on ice. He wakes up and he's a sentient AI that controls a spaceship, and he is a Von Neumann probe. So he's supposed to go out, you know, go to a certain place, replicate himself, and that's what happens. But the story is vast and is over hundreds of years. But it's so good because the guy that is Bob, the guy, the main character, he's such a Gen X character, and he uses a lot of like pop culture
voices and stuff
in voices and pop culture quotes and quotes movies. And, but it's also really, kind of like a lot of the science in it is not outlandish by any means, but a really good series of books. And this is the fifth one, and I've been waiting. Me and Jeff both been waiting.
Yeah, we've been waiting a long time.
And there's 5 books in this series
so far.
Yeah, so far, yeah.
Huh? You guys read? I don't read very much. I'm a dope. I should check it out. I bet I'd like
get the audiobooks.
That's
the Ray Porter.
Ray Porter, yeah, narrates it. And to me, Ray Porter is probably the best book narrator out right now, for sure.
Yeah, until my cousin's book is out. I imagine Ray Porter will be a lot better. I did 3 chapters today, and it fucked up my voice. Because I'll do them, and then I go back and I edit out. You know, I have to mute every single... to do the editing out of there, and then I hear the read, and I'm like, that sucks. I gotta do it again. All right. Hey, let's do some... Thank you, guys. Let's do some plugs. Every Monday, I release an audio-only podcast that you can get in the Radio Labyrinth feed. It is called Trambles, and that is available wherever you find podcasts. I'm sure if you're listening or subscribed to Radio Labyrinth, that's where it is. But if you're only a YouTube viewer and you want to listen to it, just go... Let's find it. Find the Radio Labyrinth. And Trambles comes out on Monday. I do a radio show on Saturdays. It's going to be all over the place for the next couple of months because of Georgia football. So catch it when you can. I have my most recent guest was John Early, actor, comedian. He's very funny. He has a new comedy album coming out that you can check out on the 13th of September. And the podcast is available wherever you find podcasts. Called The Popcast. If you were interested in a cameo, some sort of gift for somebody, you can go to Cameo and look for @TimAndrewsATL, and I'll do the cameo for you. Just don't use the Apple app, because the Apple app, they'll take out more money. And then
it's crazy how they charge different prices on the website versus in the app.
No kidding. But even you can use an Android phone and it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Listen, if you're watching us on YouTube, please like and subscribe and turn on that notification button so you know when the episode is coming out. And please leave a comment that we'll certainly read if it's funny or good. You can become a Patreon member and get access to our weekly Patreon show. What is the name of our Patreon show now, Dustin?
Radios in the dark.
You could be a radio in the dark. Just go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews, and that's all it takes. You can sign up at any level to get access to that show. Or you can become an executive producer at the $25 level. That'll get you a t-shirt, and I'll print out one of my doodles, doodle, or drawings or whatever. And I'll send you a bunch of them beforehand, and you can pick one and send it and I'll send it out to you. I want to thank John Allen, Matt Carter, Chris Chandler, Mike D, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Roby Neely, Jeff Peterson, Tim Slayton, and Brian and Chelsea Smith, who I saw on Instagram, had their picture taken with John Cleese at DragonCon, which I think is pretty cool.
Yep.
That would have been worth going down, but not paying to park. Yeah, it might have been for John Cleese, but it was really cool to see them. They both look very happy. Unless there's anything else, Steph will be back next week. And I guess until that time, please remember to
keep it canon.
Well, when you say all good things come to an end,
what's that got to do with this show?
Lost in the radio labyrinth. And we gotta rock it like we're still young kids. Yeah. Laughing at the world, but jokes never fade. Never fade away. And at the radio labyrinth, we'll never be swayed.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.